Hi, my name is Seth McElroy. I'm calling from customer service. I was looking for Clinton.
This is he.
Hi, Clinton. Do you have a few minutes to talk?
I don't talk to telemarketers, so I'm not interested.
Oh, I'm not a telemarketer. I'm calling from customer service about a purchase that you recently made.
Okay. Well, what about it?
Well, our records indicate that you recently made a return at one of our stores.
Yeah.
Okay. And the employee that you spoke with initially said that we could credit that amount back to your card. But unfortunately, we cannot do that for you now.
I'm not sure I follow you. What's happening?
Well, you tried to return a pair of flannel pajamas, correct?
Yes, I did.
Well, according to our records, you told the employee who took the return that the pajamas didn't fit.
Yeah, I tried them on and they didn't fit, so I returned them.
Right, and we don't accept used and or soiled undergarments, sir.
What are you talking about?
Are you really going to make me go into all the details?
What details?
Sir, you soiled your pajamas and you tried to return them.
What?
You soiled...
What?
We both know what happened. You had an accident in your pajamas and you tried to return them to the store.
Are you saying that I took a in my pajamas? I put them on for 2 seconds.
I don't know how your body works, but for me, 2 seconds is enough to relieve myself.
I had those on for 2 seconds, and I didn't in my pants, all right? I even folded things before I put them back in the package.
First of all, if you tried to fold a pair of pants with that in it, gross. And secondly, you're trying to defraud our company.
I can't even believe I'm having this conversation with a customer service representative.
Well,
haven't
sir,
you ever heard the customer is always right?
The customer is always right unless they're pooping in a pair of pants and trying to return it.
I did not poop in my pants.
That's not what the lab results said.
Lab?
Yep.
Results? What the are you talking
I
about?
Sent it
lab
off, I sent it off to a lab that we work with. They sent it back to me. 99% confirmation that that's fecal matter.
You tested a pair of... Well, how much did it cost to test a pair of $30 pajamas for fecal matter?
It cost us quite a bit, sir. But we take our job very seriously.
You take your job very seriously? You guys are insane.
At this point, you should be lucky that we're not prosecuting you.
Prosecuting.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecuting. You know what? I'm going to come down and I'm going to actually give you a sample of my and you can test that against the that's on those pajamas.
I would love that. Because
hey,
when I
well,
get the test results back...
I'll send you over a big box of it.
When I get the test results back and they match, who's going to be the one laughing then, sir?
You know what? I hope you test my I hope you send out and it costs you a grand to test my against a pair of $30 pajamas.
Oh.
I
don't care how much it costs, sir. I'm going to test it, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Are we done here? Are we done? Because you literally ruined my f***ing day.
No, we're not done here until I tell you that this is a prank phone call.
What?
It's a joke.
What are you talking about? Because I didn't in my pants. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your wife, Sasha, set you up.
F*** you.
No, she did.
No, f*** you. Yeah. She did not. No. She would never do that.
Yes, she did. She said that you're a pretty mellow guy usually and wanted to see if I could get you upset.
Yeah, I'm pretty mellow until somebody tells me I s*** in my pants.